again and welcome to PCP. It's me, it's Pete Coglin, it's PCP. What is it? 410. Yes, 410. 410 episodes of weird and wonderful music brought to you from a small village in the southeast of England. A little place called Linfield, which is about 30 miles, probably about 35, 45 miles from London. Not far from the coast, and a very nice, quiet little place it is too. But not necessarily full of quiet music, as you'll tell from that particular track. I've got rather a lot of tracks today. From this place. This place being Indonesia. The first track was from a band called The Frankenstone. Only 1.5 minutes of the wonderful music, but the track was called Spend Away by The Frankenstone. They're from Yogyakarta in Indonesia, from a fantastic net label called Yes No Wave at yesnowave.com. Found that in the course of the week and started playing some really, really amazingly wonderful records. Also, an awful lot of rubbish, but I filtered out the rubbish just for you, good listener, and you're going to have some good stuff. So that was The Frankenstone. You can find them at thefrankenstonefordummies.blogspot.co.uk. Don't know why it's co.uk from the country they're from in Indonesia, but does it really matter? No, it does not. I hope you just enjoyed it. Good stuff. Right, next track is from someone called Halcyon, or Halcyon, Halscion, from Florida in the US. Got this from Faturanet? Yes, Faturanet Recordings. Also available from SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/Halcyon. This is a track called Rigid Reflection, Part 2. We'll be right back. awesome stuff. Hell Scion there, and Jackal Ridget Reflection Part 2, available from SoundCloud at hellscion.com, HELLSCION, from Florida. If you want to find out more about Fature Net Recordings, go to fature.net, FATURE. Excellent stuff, yes. So, how's your week been? Mine has been rather busy again. Never seem to say anything other than that recently, do I know? But it's been rather interesting. It's been absolutely bloody awful weather here. It's been pissing down. Not a very nice week at all. I've been finding out that in Spain, apparently it's 38 degrees, which is right nice. We could do with 38 degrees here. We've had little more than probably high teens, and it feels thoroughly miserable. The wife has already given me an ultimatum if we don't go on, don't have any sunshine soon. We'll have to have another holiday. So, we'll have to wait and see how that goes. Right, the next track is a sound from Mali, from Andra Kuyate and Seke Chi. I got this from the excellent Story Amp, which is a great place to go and get music if you are a producer or listener or whatever, really, at storyamp.com. This is a track called Dana Mogo. Thank you. love the sort of sounds that come out of Mali. They're very, very chilled and very, very nice indeed. That was Andra Koyate and Seke Chi, which may or may not be the correct pronunciations. I can't even say the word pronunciations. But you can find out more about them at Andra Koyate, A-N-D-R-A-K-O-U-K-Y-A-T-E. Of course, all the show notes at pcogo.com. Look up this one, PCP 410. Yes, interesting stuff. That was a track called Dana Mogo. As I said, came from Mali, and I got that from Story Amp. Wonderful, wonderful. It's been a funny old week. It's been a really old, funny old week. I've been hearing so many different stories about various different people. We had a lot of conversation about the Olympics here in the UK, and one of the things that they're talking about is whether or not the people that are putting the sponsorship on are actually going to be taking advantage of a tax loophole to not basically not pay any tax for the stuff that they've been doing for a while. I mean, it's a difficult balance, really. But you know, I think the whole thing about they're needing sponsorship to do the Olympics these days, it's not really about sport anymore, is it? It's not really about sport at all. There was a program on the TV over here talking about the Olympics, and apparently there was an Olympics. Well, I think I knew this. An Olympics in 1948 in London, which of course, as you can imagine, 1948 was only 3 years after the war. It was called the Austerity Olympics. You know, people were sort of ferried around on little, you know, normal buses, and not an awful lot happened. But it was a great Olympics. You know, people always really enjoyed it. People did, you know, really good things. It was all about the sport. Now it's all about the money, which is, I find, annoying. And the thing that's really got on my nerves is the fact that I hear me hearing that, you know, local traders that might put the Olympic rings in their shop windows, for example, or anybody that sort of puts an emblem or a symbol or something with the Olympic rings, or talking about going for gold, may get done. So sod you, Locon, low cost. I'm not sure. I think called Low Cost, the organisation that cares about this. A particular episode of PCP is dedicated to the non-Olympics, and have a look at the artwork. That says it all. Yes, I'm pretty annoyed, and I think, you know, everybody should take a stand. If we all take a stand, if we all flout the rules, nobody can be prosecuted, because they'll have to prosecute the entire bloody country. So there you go. Right, that's me wittered on and whinging on and off. Let's have a very strange track. I found this track as I was going around looking for some reggae, as you do. How surprising. And they got this from Psychodub, a Psychodub collection from the RDWA record label, the RDWA.fr French record label. Just have a listen to this. Play it all, but I'm sure you get the drift. It is basically a farting reggae track. Yes, it is a reggae track with farting noises on top of it. It's utterly amazing. Utterly bizarre. Now, how did I find that? I found that, as I said, from finding Psychodub collection of various tracks, which I probably don't think you know even Pod Save. This one was originally written by and performed by Serge Ginsburg. Now, of course, Serge Gainsbourg and Jane Birkin are the two that were renowned in the, was it 60s or 70s? I think it was 70s, actually, for their track Je T'aime, which is, well, I still think it's a marvellous track, but of course was banned in several countries because it sounded like they were having sex. And that was one of the things he did. He was a very, very sort of provocative sort of guy. But I didn't actually realise he did reggae, and he did reggae, dub reggae, so I'm not even sure if that particular track or possibly that track had Sly and Bobby on it. I'm not quite sure, but there's some he definitely did with Sly and Bobby. That was a track called Evgeny Sokolov, which was a book he wrote about a man with flatulence. Yeah, it's amazing. He wrote a book, he did a reggae track, and it's just bizarre. And it's made especially bizarre by the fact that I spent my week writing and blogging about stuff for one of my clients about irritable bowel syndrome and diverticulitis and various other gut-related things. Yes, very, very windy week, really. Strange. Let's move on then. This is another band I've got from Independent Music Promotions. They sent me some stuff and I listened to what I heard and weeded out the good from the bad. And this is another of the good. This is End And. They're from New York and a track called Far In Between.
Loved you. If you had been, it made you feel low. I don't know what's best for me, so I don't want you to go. Where you had seen, that's where your home's at.
The name of the band and they are from New York. You can find them at endand.bandcamp.com. The track was called Fire Between. Rather liked it. Typically I'm now going to play a track that's completely and utterly different from that. This is another one from Indonesia. I've got a few from Indonesia. I think it's three I'm going to play in this particular show. I've got more of lined up because I think it's just awesome. This is a track called Cinta Itu Sengit by Indie Art Wedding.
Aku tak suka kau tak juga berhenti merokok.
Aku tak suka kamu tak suka aku merokok.
Aku tak suka kamu selalu bangun kesiangan.
Kamu tak suka ku kesiangan. Aku tak suka mukamu ditekuk cemberut.
Aku tak suka kamu
tak suka ku cemberut. Aku tak suka kamu akwek cerewet. Thank you.
correctly, I think it said Chita Itu Sengi as the title of that particular track. Ah, wasn't that awesome? That was just so good. Very delicate. I really enjoyed that. Indie Art Wedding was the title of the band. You can find that at yesnowave.com. And they have a number of different albums. I can't remember what the album's called, because a lot of them is most of the artwork and description and stuff is written in Indonesian, so I can't understand a bloody word. It's from Yes No 037, which is a wonderful record, and a wonderful record label, so check them out. Actually, we're playing more. I hope you enjoy it. Now, the next track I'm going to play is different again. This is from Sharps. I have actually played him before, I think, on the Dub Zone. Not the Dub Zone, the Dubstep Zone. He's from Vancouver, in Canada. You can find him at soundcloud.com/sharps. This is a track called En El Caserio. Yeah, whatever. Don't know about you, but that definitely had me bouncing around a little bit. That was In El Caserio by Sharps from Vancouver in Canada. I got that from Iota, as in fact I did the next four tracks, so look forward to listening to them. And of course, if you like Iota, you can definitely get yourself over and download the tracks for free. I used to put the sort of the information about that sort of stuff in the show notes, but the problem is if I keep my show notes too big, it sort of generally gets in the way of the feed. I won't explain the complications there all because it's a bit boring, but it reduces the number of podcasts I can make available to you if I have a large feed, as it were. So I don't want to do that. I want to make sure you have as much music at your ear tips, fingertips, but ears, well, whatever, as much as possible. So there you go. Right, next track. Here's a band I played before, quite a long time ago, called Hello Darling. Two of them are, I believe, off from Australia, and two of them from Kent in England. This is a track from the latest album. It's called The Letter.
Never cool.
was The Letter by Allo Darling. I have played them before. AlloDarling.com, A-L-L-O, Darling.com. Two of them from Australia, two of them from England, now based in London, I believe, and making very nice and very sweet music together. So check it out, very good stuff indeed. The next track I'm going to be playing is totally different. I'm sort of looking at this, trying to work out how to pronounce it. Amiyamrazgin. Don't know what the hell that means. Amiyamrazgin by Mad Zach at madzach.com. He says he's from the Bay Area of Djibouti, which I have no reason to believe is either fact or fiction. Just play the track, Kogel. Some dubby stuff there. Amiyam, oh god, Amiyamrazgin, by Mad Zach. Why do they call it such a stupid title? What the hell does that mean? I have no idea. Maybe it is something to do with Djibouti. I don't know, and I don't care. I just liked it, so I played the track. And speaking of dubby stuff, I've got another fantastic album coming out, ADR 009 on Angel Dust Records. I was thinking that I might have to have a break with ADR 009 because I hadn't prepped it and I was too busy at work. But then out of the blue, an artist came out of the blue and said that I've got an album and I want to release it on your record label. And I thought, okay, let's have a listen to this. And it's awesome. It's really good. So if you haven't checked it out, there's a little sampler being floating around on Tinterweb. And so check that out if you want to listen to it. And I shall be releasing the album this time next week, which will be Saturday, I can't remember the name of it. Is it this week or is it the week after? I can't remember now. Maybe it'll be the week after. Oh, my brain. My brain is completely and utterly mushed. Never mind, I shall release the album and I shall tell you more about it. I shall play some tracks obviously on the podcast. That's how we do things. That's how we do things here. Slightly organised, slightly not. Right, next track is Show Us Your Canines by Shrag.
Thank you.
stuff. Show Us Your Canines by Shrag, who I believe are based partly in Brighton and partly in London. And you can find out more about them at, Wikipedia, actually. There's a band page at Wikipedia of the band called Shrag, so check him out. Very good indeed. A nice video that goes with that particular track as well. Right, before I play the last track, I just want to say a big thank you to those of you that have actually started to sponsor me for my Zumba world record thing that I'll be doing. 9 hours of Zumba overnight, the Night Owl Challenge, as I care to call it, which will be taking place on the 15th and 16th of September 2012. So if you happen to be listening to this podcast before then, you can still get in and sponsor me. Yeah, go on, do that. Pop over to peakogle.com. There's a big red button there that says what the thing is. And as much as you can afford, or as little as you can afford, really doesn't matter. I mean, if you just have to put something in the pot, then thank you very much indeed, and thank you very much to those already that have. So let's play one last track, and in a wonderful confluence of two of the pieces of things I've been researching this week, we have a track originally written by Serge Gainsbourg, played by one of the artists I found on the Indonesian record label Yes No Wave. This is a track called Mimpi Diraju by Titiek Sandora. Try saying that when you've had a few beers. Until then, see you soon, folks.
Gelap terasa sekelilingku dalam lamunan. Tiada lain hanya wajahmu tampak olehku. Engkau merayu, merayu cumbu mesra, mesra. Gelap lagi rasanya, ku cari-cari di mana engkau jangan menghilang. Jumpulah lagi, mimpi, mimpi, oh.